Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Joe, got somebody new showing up at the
XL. Yeah, the Wolfpack
XL.
Named a head coach on Monday. His name is Chris Knobloch, and he generously gives us a few minutes of his time. Coach Jody Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway,
hey,
congratulations.
Coach.
Welcome to Hartford.
Coach?
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, it's good to have you with it. What was it about this position that attracted you to leave the Flyers, where you had been an assistant coach for 2 years, to come take over a team of your own?
Well, I think Hartford, the Wolfpack, have been having a little bit of struggles the last few years, but I think it's kind of maybe neglected a little bit and not a priority for the Rangers organization. I think over the last couple of years, with Jeff Gordon putting a priority on drafting and development, and I just figured that's a great time for a coach to join the team.
Had you had any previous contact, Chris, with John Davidson, who's now calling the shots in New York?
No, I've never met John. I met, one of the interviews. I did meet him. He was part of the process,
right?
But no, I'd never met him. But I did work with his nephew when one of my first coaching jobs in the Western Hockey League.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool. Now you had 12 years of coaching, for the people who don't know, 12 years of coaching junior hockey in up in Canada. Yeah. When working with young players like that, which obviously you're going to do a lot of with the Pack, what do you think is the one or two things that maybe has changed in how you have to handle players from when you started as a coach, or even as you were a player until now?
I think they're so much more educated. They know what's going on in the league. They know what other teams are doing, how other players are being treated, what the race time is. There's so much more knowledge and information available to them that, they have the resources to ask the question, why? Why am I doing this? What's in it for me? And so I think it's very important for the coach to be very clear and tell them the expectations and why they're doing something.
Where do you live in Canada now? Or are you here in the United States?
I'm in the United States. I've stayed in New Jersey. I am from Western Canada. We usually, family goes back there every summer to travel and visit. But
absolutely.
This was one of the years that we hadn't made it.
Wow, excellent.
Chris Knobloch with us, new head coach of the Hartford Wolfpack, who begin their 21st season or 23rd season, I forget, in Hartford this October. In your 2 years on the bench in Philadelphia at the NHL level, what were the kind of lessons that you kind of picked up that you're going to use, that you're going to implement as a head coach?
I think a couple of things I learned was, system-wise, seeing what they're doing to NHL and what's successful there. But I think probably the most important thing is just learning the players. As you mentioned before, I have a lot of experience working with junior players, which are 16, 20 years old. Now I'm starting to work with players who are typically, anywhere between 20 and 25, the majority of them, some over, maybe in their 30s. But I think just learning with how to coach the older, more mature players.
Whether it's minor league baseball or minor league hockey, I know there's always a decision or a question in the organization. We want to win games, but the most important thing is to develop players. When you met with the Rangers brass on your interviews, what did they emphasize to you, Chris?
In those interviews, I think a lot of it is they leave the talking up to you.
Right.
They don't really tell you what they're looking for. They want to know what your answers are and how you perceive your coaching and what you deem as important. And I believe that developing and skill development and system development, they are ready for the National Hockey League. And any organization in the American League, if you are developing players, it also is important to win. But you kind of have to balance those two things. So I think they, you know, appreciated the amount of winning I did in junior hockey, but also the amount of players that were able to go to the NHL and have success.
Yeah, and you had some pretty good players in the juniors, Reinhardt, DeBrincat, and his guy's name, the kid from Scotland, McDavid. Is that Connor McDavid? No, I know he's not from Scotland. What was he like as a junior?
He was outstanding and a great teammate. Everyone appreciated his talent, but also appreciated his character. Always one to recognize his teammates, and always a little maybe shy or embarrassed about how good he was. But you know, for all the players that I've seen in junior hockey, his last year when he was 17, I'd never seen anything like that. He was pretty special, and I definitely enjoyed that year of coaching.
I can imagine. Well, Chris, congratulations on getting the job.
Good
luck.
We look
forward to seeing you when you come to Hartford and talk to you in person. And thanks for giving us a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. It's Chris Knobloch, head coach of the Hartford Wolfpack.
Nice guy.
And it's always, it seems like he's a very nice guy. And it's always a, there's a fine line at the minor league level, especially in AAA, not so much AA. But in between AAA and the AHL, what do you do? Because you want to win for the fans' sake.
Exactly.
Although people know when they go to minor league games that much of it has to do with the development of the players.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.